Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Assistant Principal Induction Program Coordinator for the Office of Talent Development in Prince George's County Public Schools. And this is the Assistant Principal Induction Program Leadership Chat, also known as the APIP Leadership Chat. And today we are chatting with Mr. Michael Grant. He is assistant principal at Gladys Noon Spelman Elementary School. Before joining Gladys Noon Spelman, Mr. Grant began his educational career in Prince George's County Public School as a third grade teacher at Concord Elementary. In addition to Prince George's County, Mr. Grant has spent 6 years serving students and family as a teacher and a family involvement coordinator in Houston, Texas. In 2014, Mr. Grant returned to Prince George's County Public Schools, where he taught sixth grade and served as a math instructional lead teacher before being named assistant principal. Mr. Grant has been involved in education for over 17 years. He earned his master's degree in education and a bachelor's degree in psychology from University of Maryland College Park. As assistant principal, Mr. Grant is looking forward to cultivating and strengthening relationships between all school stakeholders so that his students can reach their full potential. Mr. Grant believes that all people must be the change they wish to see in the world. Michael Grant is a native of Brooklyn, New York, with strong Jamaican roots and enjoys traveling the world. Mr. Grant, congratulations and welcome to the APIP Leadership Chat.
Thank you, Dr. Ford. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
Thank you. So why did you want to become an assistant principal?
Well, Dr. Porter, I've been thinking about that question for a long time and even more now that I've been appointed to the position. However, I really feel like being an assistant principal afforded me the opportunity to really use my wealth and knowledge and experience to contribute to the total school community. Combined with my compassion and your love for young people, it really helps me because I love interacting with students on a daily basis, which I love to see them grow as well as watching teachers grow at the same time.
So who has been an educational mentor to you?
It's a great question. Throughout my journey, the first principal that I had in Prince George's County, Mr. Otto Isaac, back at Concord, the first day he saw me and he came in and watched me teach, he told me that I was born to do this. And that really stuck with me throughout my educational career. I had a great mentor teacher in Dr. Dana Tutt, who also helped me along the way and really pushed me to always strive to be more, to do more, to get all the education I could. And then we had Dr. Maria Smith and Dr. Jeffrey Holmes, who kind of pushed me along the way, always encouraging me to do the best that I could and be the best that I could.
Awesome. So what in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role of assistant principal?
Dr. Porter, when I first started working with students, I worked at a residential treatment facility in Washington, D.C., and that job taught me an enormous amount of patience. It taught me to not take things personal, and it taught me that every day is a new day to treat it with as a new day and a new opportunity to make a difference. That's really helped me in this job because it's helped me to not take things personal, as well as we all know that things happen every day and sometimes they don't happen the way that we want them to, and we have to have patience so that we can see the results that we want to see.
And what are you most looking forward to this school year?
This school year, I'm really just looking forward to learning as much as I can, learning from the mentors, learning from my principal, being in classrooms and seeing the kids grow, seeing them light up with ideas, being a role model, seeing the students look up to me is a great feeling. So I'm just really looking forward to, I would say, the journey, the pitfalls, the mistakes that I make, the things that I can do differently, and just really the opportunity to reflect and do things differently and to love what I'm doing every day.
I love it. It has been such a pleasure chatting with you, Mr. Michael Grant. I want to say congratulations again, and I wish you nothing but success as you embark on this school year.
Thank you so much, Dr. Porter. It's truly been a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon.
And this has been the Assistant Principal Induction Program Leadership Chat. You can follow APIP across all social media platforms at APIPPGCPS.